the monorail that gets talked about sometimes. Was that ever in your mind that potentially Milton Keynes might have a monorail?
No, this was when Fred Pooley was looking at it as the Bucks County architect some years before, and he'd looked at a monorail solution, which was Milton Keynes was then a much more linear city than the one that is here, which is pretty well square.
Now, city, you mentioned the word city. Now, when we talk about Milton Keynes as a new city, we get lots of people moaning, saying, it's not a city. What's your take on this new city business?
Well, I suppose it's just one of those, it's a terrible habit. I mean, if you get something which is going up to 400,000 people, it has to be a city, really. It isn't a small town, it's a large town, and therefore city status may well come. Mr. Winkleman may get into the premiership.
Yep, certainly keen enough. You never know.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking at Milton Keynes Gallery tonight about the art of illusion. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, in a way, it's... I used to lecture a great deal, but I don't do very much of that now, and you know, for lots of reasons. But you kind of run out of things to say, really. But this is really a kind of celebration of a young chap who has got an exhibition there, who put on a show in London a few years ago on Helmut Jacobi's drawings, the a German architect who came over from the States to Wiesbaden, and I took him on board very much as a delineator in those early years. And the lecture is really giving credit to a great number of people who I think did a fantastic job for the city. And they're not just architects, they're all sorts of people who of all sorts of disciplines. You know, I think the job that was done in not only attracting people to come to the city, but also in the quality of care that was given to those people who were coming, to my mind, was tremendously good. We had a very, very strong social development department. We had a very, very strong art department and so on and so forth. So there was the whole exercise tonight is really just complimenting a number of my colleagues who I think provided the nucleus of work that was so successful in real terms for the people who live here.
Derek, what's your legacy?
Good landscape.
I think you did a wonderful job.